Despite all the lockdowns and COVID-related restrictions on nightlife activity, there's been an increase across the nation of drug use. That's according to a national study which found while there's been a drop in ecstasy use, levels of cocaine, ketamine and methamphetamine consumption are up. It comes as treatment services say they're growing impatient for much-needed drug law reform. Gavin Coote reports.
Amid all the disruption of COVID, demand for drug support services like Julie Babineau's has only kept growing.
We certainly have seen an increase in the people coming through the front door. Like example, in our data from last year, we've seen an increase of 18%.
She's the CEO of Odyssey House New South Wales, which runs residential drug treatment and other support services.
Certainly ice, alcohol have remained the drugs of concern of people seeking treatment.
A new study has now found COVID lockdowns largely failed to dampen drug use. In its annual Drug Trends report, the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre found levels of cocaine and ketamine use not seen since it began monitoring its usage in 2003. The findings were based on interviews with almost 800 people from across capital cities who regularly use ecstasy and other substances. Researchers found while ecstasy consumption has gone down since last year, 80% reported using cocaine in the last 6 months. Dr. Rachel Sutherland is the centre's program lead for Drug Trends.
So we saw significant increases in the price of all forms of ecstasy, as well as reductions in the perceived purity and availability of ecstasy caps and crystal. We also saw significant decreases in past 6 month use of ecstasy, as well as kind of decreases in the frequency with which people are using ecstasy. That's probably not surprising given that ecstasy is commonly used at festivals and nightclubs and raves, which have all been kind of significantly impacted by COVID. And I guess our concern with that is that if people have reduced their use of ecstasy throughout the pandemic, then their tolerance will have likely decreased. And that means as we start to come out of lockdown, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, and if people start to resume or increase their use of ecstasy, they may be at increased risk of overdose.
Do you know what has driven the rise in use of cocaine?
Yeah, so I mean, it is important to note that this is kind of a continuation of an upward trend that we've been seeing for a number of years. And, you know, it is a little bit difficult, I guess, to speculate about what might be driving that kind of upward trend.
The New South Wales government has been considering reforms to drug laws for more than 2 years now, after a special commission of inquiry into the drug ICE, which recommended decriminalisation of drugs for personal use. The state government deferred finalising its drug reforms late last year after being unable to agree on how to punish people caught with small amounts of illicit substances. Julie Babineau from Odyssey House is hoping the new leadership in New South Wales won't stall much longer on drug law reform.
The need is there. No one in the sector is looking to see where our clients are. They're all coming to us. And having a new policy after such a long time will be something that the sector will really benefit from. Having more treatment places, having more funding, it will all stem from this. We're really looking forward to it.
Julie Babineau from Odyssey House, New South Wales. Gavin Coote with that report.